I'm ready to be loose. Oh, here's his name. I'm ready to be. Be loose from this sickness. Oh, here's a name. I'm ready for.
Welcome to the broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the Bishop and General Overseer. This is the church that is called by the name of God, the church that walks in God's perfect law, and we follow the faith that was delivered to saints. Write to Bishop Patterson at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America. Visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial area code 610-583-2400. We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the apostolic faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events. Ordination commemoration, December 29th through January 1st in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. Texas State Convention, February 23rd through the 26th, in 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. 64th National Women's Conference, April 9th through the 16th, 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Pat.
As it is customary that we offer prayer during our broadcast, we're going to ask you to join us in prayer
while we offer this sacrifice of prayer. And we're thanking God that we have contended until this day for a faith and a belief that the Lord will resurrect us from the dead. He has shown us it by our water baptism in his precious name. He has filled us with the Spirit that will quicken our mortal bodies, and we thank him for the Holy Ghost. We pray that he keeps us and that he will keep us forever and ever while this storm of life is passing. We pray that we be kept, because our faith is, he said, he would keep us. So I'm going to contend and run after that he said that he would keep me. I want to thank and praise God for his witness in the earth that have seen God and know God and can declare God. And if the question is, will I contend for the faith that is delivered, I can say, yes, Lord, I'm going to run for my life because I want to save myself from this wicked generation. We are thankful to God to be in his presence this day, to lend our spirits to forever praise him for what he has already done, for what he's doing right now, and for what the promise that he shall do while we offer this sacrifice of prayer. We pray for all men, no matter what creed or color, that they would contend for the faith that was once delivered to saints. And they would run for their lives, as the church today is an example of persecution but believing. Down and out but believing. Sick but believing. Well but believing. Trusting in the living God that He is able to deliver us. That is our faith. And Lord, we will run after it. We will contend and work in it for what we believe. And we believe everything that Thou hast said. We believe every word that the prophets of old spoke. And we are still contending, though the number is few. But we are the ones that are still contending after that faith, that we believe that there is but one God. We believe that there is but one Savior, and Jesus Christ is He. And we will contend in that belief. Work for the one God that we might save ourselves. When we offer this sacrifice of prayer, search our hearts. Establish our goings. Seek to find us worthy of this promise. For when you come for your church, without a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, you will find us still striving after our faith. That in that day, when you say, "Come ye, my blessed," we believe that we will rise up out of the dust. We believe. So therefore have we spoken that we are children of the resurrection. Of the resurrection to life. And we are forever thankful of the keeping power. Through the trials of this life, we are thankful for the keeping power that has kept us until this present day. We are thankful for all the miracles that you've done in our eyes. And we are wondering, how do we rate that you will let us see such good things in such an evil world, that our eyes are beholding the good things of heaven, that we are going after those things which we see and believe that only these things can come by heaven.
Well, thank God. We are so glad to be here today. We're thanking God for this way to get the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to this community and around the world. For some time, we have been contemplating whether or not the broadcast was accomplishing its goal, that some were listening to the broadcast. And today, if you don't mind, I'd like to hear from you if the broadcast is beneficial for you. Are you listening to the broadcast? I know people are on their way doing many other things, but if you can give us a call, if the broadcast is a blessing to you, if the broadcast is giving you that thing you need to help in your spiritual journey, to have your spiritual habitation with God always, then you can give us a call, and we would just like to hear where you're from and if the broadcast is a blessing to you. And this is Bishop Patterson coming to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God that I have some of the elders and the ministers here with Dorian and I. We're normally here by ourselves, but thank God the Spirit let some others join us today, because I really want to know if the broadcast, if the gospel is reaching you and therefore giving you the knowledge that you need to save yourselves. I understand that there are some calls already. We thank God for it.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes, my name is Bill Herman. I'm from Lufkin, Texas.
Oh, well, thank you. You're from Lufkin, Texas.
Caller, Paula, you're on the air.
And I would like to say, mais le bon Dieu, vous gardez et vous bénis. Juste nous nous rencontrons de nouveau. La paix soit avec vous, monsieur.
Seems like the lady just wished you peace, Bishop, and that she was enjoying the broadcast. I didn't catch it all, but I did catch that part. Someone speaking French on the radio.
Oh, and are you fluent in French?
Je parle un peu. I speak a little French,
You
sir.
Speak a little French?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm so glad for that. Thank you very much for listening to the broadcast.
My name is Gertrude Walker. I'm from Aiken, South Carolina.
Oh, Aiken, South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm from Aiken, South Carolina.
Thank God.
And I thank the Lord for Bishop Patterson. I learned so much by being under the man of God, and I'm carrying on, and I hope that the Lord bless me more.
Oh, I'm sure the Lord will. Thank you, Sister Gertrude from South Carolina.
Hello?
Good morning. You're on the air.
Wonderful. I listen to the broadcast from the Bay Area in California.
Can you speak up, please?
Oh, all right. I listen to the broadcast from the Bay Area in California on WTGL online at around 7 a.m.
All right. You're from California?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you for listening to the broadcast.
All right. Thank you for having them.
It's California, you say?
Good morning. You're on the air.
I'm Dallas, Texas. And I'm calling to let you know I will have the broadcast in Dallas, Texas. And we really enjoying it. It's just a blessing to our soul. Thank you, Patterson.
Oh, thank you for listening to the broadcast.
Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson.
My name is Brother Willie Robert Smith from Atlanta, Georgia.
Brother Smith, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad to be here, and I'm enjoying myself and enjoying hearing your voice again.
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, keep on praying for me now. Keep praying for me.
I will do.
Thank you.
All right. Peace be unto you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson.
Good morning. I'm from Garnet Valley, Pennsylvania. I listen to the broadcast with my husband and my family. I thank the Lord for Bishop Patterson and his encouraging words.
Oh, thank the Lord. Thank you for listening to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson.
Good morning. Peace be unto you and praise the Lord Jesus. This is Sister Brianna Thomas from Dallas, and I listen to podcasts on the internet.
Oh, Sister Thomas, praise the Lord from Dallas. How are you?
I'm as well, Bishop.
Well, very good, dear. Thanks for calling in. And thanks for listening.
Peace
be unto you.
Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson.
Peace be praise the Lord Jesus, Bishop Patterson. This is Sister Sylvia Thomas from Dallas, Texas, and I listen to the broadcast.
Oh, I'm so glad you're listening.
It's very interesting to my soul, and I thank God for it.
Oh, I thank the Lord for you listening and getting something out of it. Sometimes I wonder whether or not the broadcast is being heard. So I thank you for listening.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace be unto you.
All right, peace.
Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson.
Yes, this is Sister Green from North Carolina. And I listen to the broadcast over the internet, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for listening. What part of North Carolina are you from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
The broadcast is in Charlotte.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson. Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson.
Hi. I was just calling. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I listen to Bishop Patterson, and he's very beneficial to me, and I would like to praise God for him.
Well, thank God for you as well, and thanks for listening to the broadcast.
Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson.
Hi. This is Laren Gregory from Norwich, Connecticut. I listen to the broadcast online. And it's truly been uplifting for me.
Oh, thank you, Brother Laren, for listening to the broadcast. And what part of Connecticut?
Norwich, Connecticut. I'm all alone, so it's nice to hear from you weekly.
Oh, very good. Thanks for tuning in, and tune in again.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You're on with Bishop Patterson.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm from Winter Haven, Florida, and I just want to say that I listen to the broadcast both online and live.
Oh, very good. Thank you for bringing up the gospel in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good morning. You're on with Bishop Patterson.
This is Sister Jessica from Detroit, Michigan, and I listen to the broadcast on the radio, and also call in.
Oh, thank you for listening to the broadcast in Detroit. That's nice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let the Lord bless you.
Good morning. You're on the air with Bishop Patterson.
Good morning. This is Sister Alexis Pulling. I just wanted to say that the broadcast is really helpful. It helped me through college. I'm from Miami, Florida. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sister Alexis, for listening. And I'm glad the broadcast is beneficial while you're in college.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson. Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson. Good morning.
Good morning. I've been listening to the broadcast for over 20 years, and I want to say that it's been a blessing to my soul.
I am glad that it's uplifting to your soul. That is what I inspire to do, is to make sure that the gospel get to everyone that want to be saved, and I'm glad you're listening.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
I listen to the broadcast in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I just want Bishop Patterson to know how uplifting it is for me, and I really enjoy hearing the Word of God.
Oh, thanks for tuning in.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
Good morning, Bishop Patterson.
Good morning.
Good morning. I listen to your broadcast on WCGL.
Oh.
Thank you for preaching the Word of God, sir.
Oh, and thank you for listening. Thank you. Where are you calling from, Jacksonville?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Where is Jacksonville? Is Jacksonville in the house?
Uh-huh. Sir, Jacksonville's in the house.
All right.
Oh, I'm glad. I understand a lot of people listen over the internet at WCGL, but you are here, so that's good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let the Lord bless you.
Good morning, y'all, with Apostle Patterson.
This is Sister Sharon Rogers.
Praise the Lord.
I'm from Dallas, Texas. I listen to the broadcast, and I get a lot of encouragement and enlightenment from the preaching of the word by the apostle.
And thank you very much for listening, Sister Rogers.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
Good morning. I listen to Bishop Patterson on WCGL and also WTMR from Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
This is Deacon Patrick, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I listen to you through the internet.
Peace be unto you, Deacon. How are you?
All is well in you.
Oh, man, I'm doing well.
Good.
I appreciate you listening in. Sometimes I wonder whether or not anybody's ever listening to the broadcast, because people now have Facebook and Twitter and all the kinds of things. But I see people do listen still to the radio. I'm glad you're listening.
Yes, sir. And I get a joy out of listening.
Well, I'm glad you do. I get a joy out of preaching it. Thank you.
Thank you. Peace be unto you.
Peace be unto you.
Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
Peace. This is Philip. The radio, I listen to it on the internet. It's a blessing. Thank you.
I'm glad you're listening. Thank you. Out of the mouth of babes.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
Good morning. My name is Monica Hoover. I enjoy listening to it.
Where are you from?
I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville? One.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
I'm listening from Jacksonville, Florida. The broadcast is always inspiring to me.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
Peace be unto you and praise the Lord Jesus. This is Sister Loretta Young from Miami, Florida. And I'm thanking God for Bishop Patterson preaching the word.
Thank you for listening. Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
Yes, I'm calling from Shelby, North Carolina. And I want to just tell Bishop Patterson, keep up the wonderful work. And the preaching that he is giving to us is really food to my soul. And by faith, that's why I am saved today.
Oh.
Good morning. I listen to Bishop Patterson on WCGL, and I'm thanking God for Bishop Patterson because it is food for my soul that I hear on the radio.
Well, good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
Good morning. This is Justin Patterson from Savannah, Georgia. And I just want to
Savannah.
Listen to the broadcast. The broadcast inspires me that continue to press on the trials and tribulations into my life from day to day.
Oh, that's nice. That's what the word of the Lord is for.
Thank you for listening. Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
Good morning. I'm calling from Putnam, Connecticut, and I'd like to say that the broadcast is always very inspirational from Mr. Patterson, and I listen via the internet.
Thank you for listening. Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
Yes, my name is Nanette. I'm from Fernandina Beach. I wanted to say to Bishop Patterson that I remember him in college at the University of Florida. He and my sister were classmates, and I enjoy listening to him mostly every Sunday morning. And to keep up.
And what is your name again?
Nanette. It was Nanette Simmons and my sister, who was his classmate, was Denise Simmons from Fernandina Beach.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
Yeah, good morning. It's Brother Keith in Baltimore. I just like to say I enjoy the broadcast also, and I thank the Lord for Apostle Patterson and all the prophets.
Thank you for listening from Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow.
Oh, Brother Key.
Yes.
That's nice. That was a college mate of mine?
Yes, sir. She said she was from Fernandina Beach.
Oh, wonderful. A sister was. Oh, wonderful.
Denise and I think it was Nanette Simmons.
That's nice. This is wonderful. So sometimes you think your work is in vain, but it is not. We thank God for your calling in.
Good morning. You are on with Apostle Patterson.
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'd like you to know that I enjoy listening to the broadcast, and it's very enlightening and it's very encouraging.
Thank you for listening.
Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
Good morning. This is Sister Lisa from Philadelphia saying, peace be unto you and praise the Lord. Oh, how are you?
I'm better now. I can't believe this.
Of course, if I can get through, you know, I'm going to try to get through.
Oh, my word. Well, you just let me know. If the Lord tarry, I will be in Philadelphia in a couple of weeks. I look forward to seeing you.
All right. Same here.
Good morning, y'all, with Apostle Patterson.
Peace. This is Cinnamon from New Jersey calling in to say how much we enjoy listening to the broadcast in New Jersey.
Ah, Cinnamon's in New Jersey, but thank you.
Thank you for calling.
We're calling from Willingboro, New Jersey. We listen to the broadcast and we really enjoy it.
God bless you. This is wonderful. And we're so thankful to all of you that take the time to call.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
Peace be and praise the Lord Jesus.
Peace be unto you and praise the Lord Jesus.
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I listen to the broadcast all the time every Sunday morning, and it's very enlightening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
Hi, this is Claudia Herman. I'm out of Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Stone Mountain, Georgia is in the house.
To Bishop Patterson since 2009, and it just continued to be my soul, and I thank God for him and thank God for the word he brings.
Thank you very much for listening to Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Good morning, you're on with
us. Good morning, this is Penny Gregory, and I listen to the broadcast on Sunday morning, and I listen to it live.
Oh, wonderful, when I'm here, thank you.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
Brother Sherrod Green.
Oh, Brother Green, how are you?
Good, all is well. How are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm feeling all right now.
All is well. Thank you for the word.
Yo, thank you. I'll put a smile on my face. I'm going to keep it up for another 20 years. Thank you.
Yes.
Peace.
Oh, peace be unto you and praise the Lord Jesus.
Peace be unto him. Praise the Lord Jesus, dear. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
Oh, I'm doing better now. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. You know who I am, right?
Yes, ma'am. I know the voice. Mother Melvina. From Darby, Pennsylvania.
I'm listening to the broadcast right now here in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. You came to the women's conference.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad you did. You're enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, that's good. I'm so glad that it's a joy to my soul to hear from the different ones, and especially the ones that are not in Jacksonville but are able to get the truth of the gospel no matter where they are.
Morning, you're on the air.
Good morning, peace be unto you, praise the Lord Jesus.
Good morning, and peace be unto you, and praise the Lord Jesus. How are you?
All is well, how are you, sir?
All is well.
I was calling to let you know that the broadcast is definitely beneficial to me and my family.
Good.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Bishop Abner, I want to say thank you for all y'all's blessings. This is Lancers from Jacksonville.
Turn your radio down, please.
I'm glad you're listening to the broadcast. Thank you.
This is Mother Gibson.
Mother Gibson, praise the Lord Jesus, dear. How are you?
Praise the Lord. All is well, Bishop. All is well.
Oh, Mother Gibson is...
I'm enjoying the service. Beautiful.
I just want to let the listeners know who you are. You are the supervisor of women for all of the diocese, and I really want to thank you for your wonderful work over the years that you've helped me, and you've really ministered to me and helped me with the work, and I thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am. Love you also, and thank you for your work. All right, and she's 91, And I am so glad. And she still has, yes, she's, yes, and very helpful to the ministry, yes.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
I listen to WCGL, Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh.
And it's a wonderful voice in my soul to hear the broadcast by way of the internet.
Oh, you're on the internet. Well, thank you very much for letting the words of truth come to Baltimore, Maryland.
Good morning, you're on with Apostle Patterson.
Praise the Lord. This is Elder
Damon
Maim.
Turn your
radio. Oh, Elder Maim, how are you?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I just called in a moment, and I enjoy all the time. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast.
Good morning. You're on the air.
It is a joy to be able to get the words of God over. It's the word of God that is going to save us all.
Amen.
So when God then declared, he said the word was God and the word was with God. We want to make sure that we have the word of truth. And it's this radio broadcast that the saints have a duty to make sure that they make it possible that all men be able to get the truth of the gospel. And for many years, the church has used this vehicle to get the words of truth over to many. Bishop S.C. Johnson had a vision, and the Lord had him saying good evening, and he remembered the cord and the microphone and the things, and as the Lord accomplished it, the vision came back to him when he said good evening, and he introduced himself to the world. And many of the newspapers and magazines of the day talked much about his radio broadcast. He was one of the pioneers in having the truth of the gospel preached over the radio. And we're so thankful to God for that. And we continued the tradition, even though sometime I think it is not profitable. We want to make sure that it is profitable to souls to get the words of truth. And we are so thankful. Yes.
Good morning. You're on with Apostle Patterson.
That is Brother Marcus Green calling by the way of Orlando, Florida.
All right. Well, be safe.
And thank you for calling.
It's nice to see and good to hear. Oh, we're so glad. Wow. And we thank God for it. The word of the Lord is our life. And we thank God that the opportunity has been given that we can declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank God for what he's done and for the women's conference, the conference of women that we're completing today. And we invite all of them that are in the Jacksonville area that you can come to the services today starting at 11 and going until. And we will be ending the women conference today, and we're having services at 1534 North Davis Street here in Jacksonville, Florida. And you come early because seats are extremely limited. But we're thanking God for the words of truth that are being declared in this day for men to find a way of salvation. When the brother started out with the scripture, he said, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And it is that unity that we endeavor to try to get brothers to come together, and we show them forth peace to all of them that we can come together, because the enemy would have us not come together. But I'm so glad to hear from a lot of you that listen to the broadcast to make me want to continue on, to know that the work is not in vain. I'd like to take the last couple of minutes that I have and try to expound on a thought. I just wanted to get a scripture over to you in John, the 6th chapter. It is a spirit that quickeneth in the 63rd verse. And that word that we try our best to get over is a thing that's going to quicken souls. And when men talk to me about the gospel, I'm hoping that the words that we give them is able to quicken them and change them from having a fork tongue or a split tongue to all of us speaking the same thing.
Amen.
And it's the word of God that is going to quicken us all, because that word is the life. And during the course of the Conference of Women, they've chose for their theme this year, word to live by. And I thought it was neat that it didn't say words to live by, But the scriptures say, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceed out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And it is that word that is life. But if you're looking with your scriptures open, better yet, your heart and mind open, the word of the Lord says in John 6:63,
it is the spirit that quickeneth.
It is a spirit that quickeneth.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
Anything you can do for and about the flesh, it is not going to profit you anything. It's going to profit nothing.
The words that I speak unto you,
the words that are spoken,
they are spirit.
They are spirit.
And they are life.
And I hear today that the gospel has done something for someone. And when I heard all the diverse places that are listening by way of, because I think WCGL has it where you can go on the internet and get it live when we're in the station, and all the way from Connecticut to Miami to California. So we're covering everything. And I think the podcast, Elder Askew is here with me from Glen Burnie, Maryland. And he sets up every time that I do a sermon of sorts, he puts it up on our podcast. And our podcast is located through our internet, our website. And our website is at www. You don't have to do www.
Just theapostolicfaith.org
or theapostolicfaith.com. Either one. And you can go through the page and find a podcast. And there are hundreds of sermons that have been done in my life, in my ministry, spiritual life that I've been preaching, that you can hear. And I heard one of the sisters mention, one of the one that people always ask me about is, you got to be better than the pigs. Mm-hmm. And I have Minister Ashar here with me. Dorian agrees. She said, I remember that. Amen. One too. I got a lot of calls when people say, man, that was something else. You're saying we got to be better than the pigs, because the pigs would not let an evil spirit dwelling them for minutes or years or any time. They destroyed themselves so that the evil spirit could not live.
Amen.
And I thank God that we do have to be better than that, that we cannot let evil ways and evil speaking and evil things keep us from each other, but let the spirit then give us the thing that we can save ourselves. I want to say that I am encouraged that the word of the Lord is being heard and that it is doing what it's supposed to do, and that is give life to the hearers.
Amen.
But also it is condemning those that do not obey what it is telling us to do, especially when it comes to understanding the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. The simplicity of it is that the name is the unction. The name is the grit. The name is the soap, as to say, that will wash away the sins. We Amen. Thank God always for the blood that was shed for us. The blood gave us the remission as well, but it is the commandment that we must be baptized, and the act of you being in the grave and the name of Jesus Christ burying you in water and letting you rise to the newness of life. You must then be baptized according to Acts, the second chapter. And when you look at the second chapter of Acts and you correlate it with Matthew 28 and 19, yes, this is the cornerstone for the foundation of what was going to break out at Jerusalem. And when Jesus gave the instructions to the apostles of Jesus Christ, he said, now you go throughout the world and you teach this so that all of us would be able to speak the same thing. Once we are taught about the baptism, we all then began to speak the same thing. So when Peter, who was the chief apostle for Christ for the Jewish family, was at the teaching when Christ gave these instructions, he said, now go ye therefore, teach all nations,
baptizing them in the name.
When you baptize them, use the name.
In the name of the Father.
The name of the Father.
And of the Son.
The name of the Son.
And of the Holy Ghost.
It's not that there are three names, but there is one name that will suffice for the title Father, for the title of the Son, and for the title Holy Ghost. There is a name whereby you can be saved.
Amen.
And when the preaching started or the teaching started for all nations to know, they asked, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter opened his mouth and gave the instructions to the church in Acts. He said, the first thing you do is you repent.
And be baptized, every one of you.
Be baptized, all of you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Here is the names. Peter now substitute the name Jesus and the workings of Christ. He said, baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
For the remission of sins.
Here is for the remission of sin.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
This is the entrance so that the kingdom of God can dwell in you. And many take Matthew 28:19, not understanding the directions given there, and that you must do it. And forever we tell you, if I give you a $1 million check and tell you to put it in the bank in the name of some titles that you have, either father, son, or husband, none of you will go to the bank and say, I want to put this in my name. And you tell them father, son, or physician, or whatever title is you hold. Mm. You will give them your name.
Amen.
And when it comes to the baptism, you must also do the same thing. And that's why we're saying the words that we're giving you, these are the words of life. And the word is the quickening power, because it was by the word of God, when God opened his mouth, that the word said, I was there. When you have Solomon, or you have Ezekiel, or you have any of the prophets, or Job talking to said, and when he began to speak and say, I was there when the foundation was laid, it was laid by the word of God.
Amen.
And this is why Paul can say by the truth, he said, we believe, and our faith makes it happen for us that the world were formed by the word of God. And God never used it until he opened his mouth and said, let there be light.
Amen.
So when you look at John 1:1, he said, in the beginning, this beginning is not the beginning of God, but it's the beginning of things that you see, whether it's visible or invisible.
Amen.
You will know that the word was God. The word was with God. And the word will ever be God.
In the beginning was the word.
This is John 1:1. In the beginning was the word.
And the word was with God.
Yes.
And the word was God.
The word was God.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Yes, continue with that, please.
All things were made by him.
All things were made by the word.
And without him was not anything made that was made.
So if anything was made, it was made then by the word of God again, which is God. Yes.
In him was life.
The word has life.
And the life was the light of men.
The words that you speak gives men life. If you speak the truth, then those words will give you life, because the word is life. Yes.
And the light shineth in the darkness.
Yes.
And the darkness comprehendeth it not.
The darkness doesn't even perceive what the word of light is, because it doesn't know it. But we thank God that to whom he has revealed himself, he has made us sons like unto what he was when he had on flesh and blood. But yet the word proceeded out of his mouth. Amen. Yes.
There was a man sent from God.
There was a man sent from God.
Whose name was John.
John, yes.
The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light.
And that man could not bear witness of God unless he had the Holy Ghost. And I'm glad you continue with this so I can help some people. This is the reason why I have the broadcast, to help some people. And one of the brothers I was talking to this morning, said he was going to spend some time to talk to me on my broadcast. I guess he wanted to hear his voice. Whether he called or not, I don't know. But I try to help people. Mm-hmm. And there are some that think that children cannot be born holy because one of their parents, just because one have the spirit. And here is the first one that was born with the Holy Ghost, which was John. While his mother was yet had with child, the Holy Ghost leaped in her because he was going to come and bear witness to something that was spiritual. And there's no one that will tell you that John was not born holy.
Amen.
No one will tell you that Jesus was not born holy.
Amen.
Because they bear the Holy Ghost. And this is what Paul preached in Corinthians, that if you have a believer married to an unbeliever, he said, then else your children will not be holy. So we thank God that the Spirit gives life to us. And we thank God that the Spirit bears witness of itself. So when John was going to lay the foundation for Christ, he then had to have the Holy Ghost to do that. Yes. There was a man named John.
There was a man named John.
Yes.
Who was sent from God.
He was sent from God.
The same came for a witness.
Yes.
To bear witness of the light.
Yes.
That all men through him might believe.
Yes.
He was not that light.
He wasn't the light.
But was sent to bear witness
of that light. But he was sent to bear witness of it, yes.
That was the true light.
That was the true light.
Which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Every man that come into the world, this truth, has got to meet that fella.
Amen.
Yes.
He was in the world.
He was in the world.
And the world was made by him.
Here's now the word of God again. It's going to meet everybody. When God give you that breath and you open your mouth, you're going to have to meet God with every word. That's why he's judging every idle word.
Amen.
Now, the word that made everything, now that word is coming into the world. Because he said of himself, my soul desires to do a work. I desire to save the souls of men. And the apostle Paul in Hebrews then began to preach. He then prepared himself a body.
Amen.
And now he is coming into the world, the one that made the world.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him.
The world was made by him, and he's now in the world.
Knew him not.
And the world won't know him. That's why the world won't know us.
Amen.
Because we are of God, and we are contrary to the things that are in the world. Yes.
He came unto his own.
He came to his own.
Own received him not.
Them that belong to him, the one that he bought out of Egypt, the one that he delivered with a mighty hand, and remembered and reminded them for generations after generations, I'm the one that bought you out by a mighty hand. And they would believe for a little while and go contrary for a little while. But now he's here and they would not receive him.
But as many as received him.
But the ones that did.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
And here we are now. He said, behold, now are we the sons of God. Yes.
Amen. He gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name.
If you believe, and here is the name again. And this is why the name is so important to know. The most powerful thing that can ever get in any man's tongue is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That name could bear out every issue you have. If you want patience, it's in the name of Jesus. If you want deliverance, is in the name of Jesus. If you want encouragement, is in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you need prayer, all of that, everything you will ever need is in the name of Jesus. Jesus was the Word. Jesus is the Word, and he'll forever be the Word. And the power of all that you'll ever need is in that name.
Amen.
Yes.
Which were born not of blood.
Not of blood.
Nor of the will of the flesh.
No.
Nor of the will of man.
No.
But of God.
It was born of God, yes.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Now here is where the church and Bishop Johnson got a great revelation from God that continues. And many understand it now, but didn't understand it then. Because people wanted to continue to believe that God kept on or still have what he had on from the womb of Mary. He doesn't have that on anymore. He dropped that. It got quickened. The word got quickened in the ground. And he stood up now a glorified thing that we are going to wear. But he is no longer in the sonship. We are. Sons is flesh and blood. And we bear now witness of God because we have on flesh and blood. But when we Amen. Drop the blood, the scripture always put us in a spiritual connection with God to say that we are now flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. We're not blood of his blood because he said by all nations, but the one blood, but God is a spirit and that spirit does not have blood. So he cannot be in that position of the sonship anymore. This is why at the cross they said that was finished. He gave the begotten son. We are now we are called to be the sons. Yes.
And the word was made flesh.
The word was made flesh and it dwelt among us.
And we beheld his glory.
We saw the glory of God.
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
The only one that was begotten by the Spirit. It just talks about how Joseph came unto Mary and thought she had tipped out on him. And he was going to put her away privately. But the Spirit had to come and tell him, take her to be your wife because they were espoused. And he said, take her to be your wife because that thing that is conceived of her was of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost begot that child. He was begotten by his own spirit for that body because he said he would take the seed of the woman to complete a promise that he'd given us in the beginning of all things. When we fell, he was going to put enmity between us, but at the cross, and when he shed the blood, he will remove the enmity. So we can now say Father, and we can go to God ourselves.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. And I'm so glad that we had these moments together. And for those who have not been baptized in water, in the name of Jesus Christ, I would ask you to consider the water baptism. If you have been baptized in water, but they use the titles, I would ask you to consider, are you baptized according to the scriptures? Maybe you went in water, but the remission wasn't there because it was not done in his name. He said, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And at every opportunity that was given to men to be baptized, if you look through the Acts of the Apostles, you'll see at Cornelius' house, the jailer, the eunuch, everybody, when they used water, they were baptized in the name. And no one used the titles as was used in Matthew 28:19. And when you get to the book of 1 John, you'll understand what bears witness in the earth and what bears witness in heaven. And you'll understand heaven doesn't have blood, but it has the spirit, and the earth has the water by which we can agree with what is in heaven. But I thank you for listening, and I thank you all for the calls and the encouragement from around these United States. And I pray that the word will continue to be encouraging to you as the saints expand our internet footprint, as we expand into YouTube and other Twitter and other things. The church is expanding, and we want you to be able to again get in touch with the church, be able to hear as the Spirit is moving the church along from line upon line and from precept upon precept, how he's expanding our depth, and we're reaching higher. And as our path is getting brighter and brighter, we thank God for the labor of Bishop Johnson and Bishop Shelton and Bishop Nehemiah. Their labor is done, but the church cannot stop there. That's like when Moses finished the Lord was done and the people were still in the promised land. No, he said, Joshua, my servant, let's go. He said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. And if the people of God had stopped where Moses had them, they would have never reached the promised land. They would have never got to the promise that God promised to them. So God promised us eternal salvation. So once we got the principles of the doctrine that was laid by Bishop Johnson and Bishop Shelton, of course, we can't stop there. We got to continue now. After the principles of the doctrine, he said, now go on to perfect yourself. So I thank you again. And I implore you, consider what I say and let the Lord give you understanding in all things. And I introduce you again to Brother Jarvis Askew from Glen Burnie, Maryland, with an announcement.
Again, we invite you to join us at the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith with Apostle Anthony J. Patterson. For more information, visit theapostolicfaith.org or call 904-353-5700.
We invite you to contact us for information or questions you may have concerning salvation and the Apostolic Faith. Let us know how the broadcast reception is in your area. Email us at info@theapostolicfaith.org.
Calendar of events. Ordination commemoration, December 29th through January 1st in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. Texas State Convention, February 23rd through the 26th in 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. 64th National Women's Conference, April 9th through the 16th, 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 63rd National Men's Conference, May 25th through the 28th in 2017, 1534 North Davis Street in Jacksonville, Florida, 32209. 68th National Youth Conference, July 2nd through the 9th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street in Dallas, Texas, 75210. 82nd National Convention, August 24th through September 4th, 2017, 3700 Carl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75210. Scheduled events are subject to change by the Spirit and the direction of Bishop Patterson. Thank you.
thanks already know to praise your name for your next day. My heart is ready for joy everlasting for your sake.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.